It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A lawsuit filed this month in Dane County Circuit Court seeks to overturn Wisconsin's congressional maps. The suit argues lawmakers drew the state's 8 congressional districts in an anti-competitive gerrymander to give incumbents a competitive advantage.
Late last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear 2 challenges of the current congressional maps. The new case filed in a lower court is built on a different argument, and it comes as the 2026 midterm elections edge closer into focus, with the balance of power in the U.S. House of Representatives up for grabs.
John Johnson has been studying these cases. He's a research fellow in the Lubar Center for Public Policy Research and Civic Education at Marquette University Law School. John, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I think we need to start with some definitions so we're all on the same footing here. In gerrymandering, district boundaries are strategically manipulated to significantly influence election outcomes. And this latest case before Dane County Circuit Court alleges anti-competitive gerrymandering. What is that exactly?
Well, a partisan gerrymander is when you draw the lines to benefit one party over another. An anti-competitive gerrymander is when incumbents get together and draw the lines to benefit incumbents relative to challengers, and that it benefits incumbents of either or both parties.
Okay. And so the cases that went before the state Supreme Court, those were about partisan gerrymandering. Is that right?
One of them was. One of them was asking the court to find that partisan gerrymandering violates the state constitution, which is something no court has found before. And the other one was making extremely technical argument about population equality.
And the state's high court, though, they declined to hear those suits, but they didn't say why.
That's right. And that's common when a Supreme Court receives lots of petitions, and it's not unusual for them to deny them without comment.
You write how the 2011 maps for congressional districts were drawn up with input from all the state's representatives, Democrats and Republicans alike. How much input do incumbent lawmakers have on the redrawing of their own districts?
So this is an interesting point. In the state legislature, the state legislative districts are usually drawn in Wisconsin by state legislators themselves. So clearly a lot of input. The state legislature is also tasked with drawing the congressional district lines. There's no constitutional or statutory role for the Congress members themselves to draw those lines. But as it happens, for decades in Wisconsin, it had been the common practice for the state's congressional delegation to essentially get together and decide it's been described as a gentlemanly fashion, the boundaries that they wanted to have for their districts to rebalance the populations between them. And then they would give those districts that they wanted to the state legislature, and the state legislature would just sort of pass them as received.
Oh, okay. And so this latest argument is like, hey, that went too far, that they drew them in such a way that they are drawing out the competition and making sure that they retain the seat.
That's exactly the argument.
So, and also the state's current congressional maps, they were drawn by Governor Evers in that 21-2022 Congress, built on making as few changes as possible to the maps in place since 2011. You know, has this issue of anti-competitive gerrymander, has that come up before as a complaint?
In Wisconsin, no. I'm aware of no litigation that has ever made this specific argument before.
In 2023, a 2023 lawsuit overturned Wisconsin's local legislative maps, arguing, you know, parts of some districts weren't physically connected. In this argument before Dane County Circuit Court, is there any remnant of that type of argument here?
They point out that the grounds on which the current maps were drawn, that based on that least change principle, they point out that the least change principle has since been rejected by the court. That doesn't make these districts unconstitutional on its own. There wasn't a ruling that least change was sort of an invalidating argument, just that it wasn't the correct argument. So that's not a reason to reject the districts themselves.
Hmm. It's interesting because you asked the question outright in your most recent Substack post about these cases, is an anti-competitive gerrymander in violation of the state constitution? What do you think?
It's never been understood to be so before. So if your perspective is that it's wrong to come up with sort of new interpretations of what the Constitution means, then no, it is not. If your view of constitutional law is that the Constitution enshrines principles that sometimes aren't fully realized for decades after they're written, then maybe this makes more sense to you.
So it is a bit of an open question then.
Yeah, and it touches on a sort of fundamental way of viewing what constitutions mean.
We're talking about a new lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's congressional maps and the argument that hinges on it involving anti-competitive gerrymandering. John Johnson is a Marquette University Law School Research Fellow. John, the state Supreme Court, as we talked about recently, declined to hear two petitions involving the state's congressional maps. Does the argument in Wisconsin Business Leaders versus Wisconsin Elections Commission, this one before the circuit court, does that have more legal merit in rising up to the high court?
It might. So I think justices and judges are leery of partisan gerrymandering arguments because it implicitly asks the judges or justices to decide how many seats Democrats and Republicans should win, which is a very difficult question to answer and very much in the political thicket that the courts worry about. This case, on the other hand, sets up a different standard, a two-part standard for identifying a non-competitive gerrymander. They say, first, you need to show that there was intent by the incumbents to draw a map that would benefit them. And secondly, that you could draw a map that would have more competitive results, closer election results, while also satisfying all of the legal criteria for a map. And they say, if you can do those two things, you should take the map that is more competitive. And in a more competitive map, it's possible you could come up with a more lopsided result. You know, if a lot of seats were closely contested, you could imagine that in a year that was good for Republicans, they might win even more seats. And in a year that was good for Democrats, they might win even more seats. So you might see much wider swings back and forth from one election cycle to another. So it's a different approach to defining and identifying gerrymandering than the kind of partisan gerrymandering arguments that have been before the court in the past.
Right. Partisan gerrymandering has been much more front and center in this particular angle, anti-competitive gerrymander. That hasn't been the case. You know, the cases, they were brought forth by organizations based outside of Wisconsin, those other cases. Well, this one from the bipartisan Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy Coalition. Does it matter who is bringing these suits?
I think the court would say no. You know, they're interested in the arguments.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible, I think, that a law firm that is in Wisconsin and is working in the Wisconsin court system every day might have a little bit more insight into the kinds of arguments that are compelling to the justices. That's certainly possible. I will say that one of the law firms that's involved in this latest Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy suit is the same firm that brought the successful challenge to the state legislative maps on contiguity grounds.
Why does that matter? Why do you think?
They've won once before.
Okay. All right. So as we step back here, national politics followers, they suggest only Wisconsin's third district is a true toss-up in the 2026 midterms, which are coming closer each day with the maps as is. How could this latest suit potentially affect the balance of power in Congress in the 2026 midterms?
If the circuit court ruled in favor of it, I'm sure it would go to the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court ruled in favor of it and there were new maps drawn to try to be more competitive, I think we're probably looking at like what's currently the first district in southeastern Wisconsin probably being a little bit more competitive. But honestly, who knows? You know, when you go to the drawing board, you can do all kinds of things when you're drawing new maps.
If that timeline you just suggested would play out, would it hit even before the 2026 midterms? What about timeline?
Right. Yeah. So we ran into this in previous redistricting litigation in Wisconsin. The partisan primary for the congressional seats will be in August 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And so the filing deadline for candidates to get on the ballot for the August primary is, I believe, in April 2026. So any new boundaries would need to be in place in March at the latest.
Hmm. Do you expect more litigation to be filed over the state's congressional maps in coming months, or is this it?
We're running out of time, and I think, honestly, asking the courts to change the congressional districts midway through the decade is a really big ask. That's not something that courts like to do. It's something that the Supreme Court would look at with askance, the federal Supreme Court, I think. And so, I'd say it's still a long uphill road for this lawsuit and for any further lawsuits, even more so, just as the clock begins to run out.
Mm. I want to step back here, look across the country. President Trump said this week he's pushing Texas Republicans to redraw their state's congressional maps to create more House seats that favor the GOP. Might that type of pressure in another state affect these suits that are rising up here in Wisconsin?
I'm sure the judges would say no, but do we all read the same news? Yes.
Hmm. John, thank you so much for your time and analysis. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
John Johnson is a research fellow at the Marquette University Law School. His Substack, it's called Blue Book. It focuses on elections, housing, and demography in Milwaukee and beyond. He's been writing about the latest congressional map lawsuit. We've been talking about this latest lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterm elections.